Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I am registered to vote, yes.
Thank you. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely to vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
I always vote.
Okay, would that be definitely vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. I'm going to read you the name of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you then to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Donald Trump. Do you recognize that name?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Favorable.
Okay, would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable? You said very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next name I have is Larry Hogan. Do you recognize that name?
Larry Hogan?
Yes.
I recognize that name, yes.
Okay, and your opinion for Larry Hogan is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Is it very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Robin Ficker. Do you recognize?
Yes, we like him.
Okay, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
Is that very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
All right. Chris Chafee, do you recognize that name?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Moving on. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Who?
For whom? Ficker. Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Do I have an option to that I have no choice?
The options are strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
Okay, do you support or oppose USA to Israel? Same option, strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? You can choose between very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first issue I have is job creation and economic development. How important is that to you when you are deciding who to vote for?
Very important.
Thank you. How about securing and protecting our southern border?
Very important.
Economy issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Energy independence for this country?
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
It's very important to me.
I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a bit information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if that information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
And for see more for
does that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker?
More likely.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Okay. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference?
Much more likely.
You said much more likely?
Absolutely, much more likely.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if this information makes you more or less likely to vote for him, or if it does not make any difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
Could you repeat that? You said
yes.
He's against Donald Trump?
Yes, of course. I can repeat the question. The question says, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it not make any difference to you?
It makes me less likely.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down business, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you much more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
No difference.
Okay. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
No difference.
I appreciate it. We're almost done here. I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Ficker.
Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or conservative Republican?
I'm an independent.
Okay, so you are not a Republican?
No.
Okay.
I'm independent.
Okay, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
50 to 59.
Thank you. And just to confirm your gender, please.
Female.
I appreciate it. These were all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much for helping me out. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.